How did you leave? Now the lady standing here is a perfect stranger, totally strange. I've never seen her, know not one thing about her. Now just as I was going to turn the Bible down and preach a text, this is God's text to you to believe that I have told you the truth about His Son, Jesus Christ. That He's raised from the dead, and right here, not up in heaven, He's right here with you. Now if Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, and promised the things that He did, we do also. Standing talking to the woman. Now, as far as healing her, He could not do that. No, sir. He can't do one thing twice. I can't pay my fare overseas once and then go pay it over again the same trip. When He died for your sickness and sin at Calvary, that settled it. Right? Is that right? It was all over right there. As far as she's sick, I don't know whether she's sick or not. But if she is sick, Jesus healed her when He died at Calvary. The only thing He could do standing here would be tell her something or another that would make her faith believe that. Is that right? If you all were sinners, and the only thing He could do would tell you all something or preach through the gospel or something else, the Holy Spirit would let you know that He's the Son of God and you accept Him as your Savior. Same thing. Now may He come is my prayer. And now, as the organ plays softly, no one moving, dear ever, keep quiet. And, of course, now when the Lord is speaking to the patient, if He does, out there, wherever it is, be alert. They're telling me many times, I guess, because of this, that the patient don't get the sound right quick. Be alert. Be expecting God to call you. And keep real reverent when He does. And if you want to give Him praise, go ahead. That's all right. But while it's going on, listen to Him. Give Him reverence while He's speaking. Now, lady, I want to talk to you just a moment. As my sister, and standing here, you and I are strangers to each other. We do not know one another. Never have met before in life, as far as I know. Is that true? That is true. We don't know each other. But the Lord Jesus knows us both, doesn't He? That's right. He knows us both. Now, you're aware that since I have turned around to talk to you, that something's going on. See? Now, if that's right, raise up your hand, if the audience can see. See? That's right. Now, between the woman and I, as the audience might know, there's a settling white light. The same light that's on this picture is standing between me and that lady right now. The lady seems to be moving away from me. I see a home, a place, and she's extremely nervous. She's upset, always disturbed. She walks and will raise her hand sometimes. But I see them taking her somewhere. It's going under an operation. It's in a hospital. And I see it come one, two, three, four operations. It was on the throat. They cut into the throat. Of course, you had you covered from here. It's in the throat. And they took out part of your throat or something other, and you put some kind of a thing back in your throat to breathe through the... Yeah, it's under your clothes. That's right. That's right, wasn't it, lady? That was Him. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, may our spirit and power come and condemn the enemy, and may our sister get well now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go moving out with all your heart. Every person in your own way, right now with your whole heart. If thou canst believe, all things are possible, but you must believe. All right, bring the lady. I wish I could just feel strong now. Just be quiet in prayer. Don't move. Just sit still, please. Now, is this lady here? You going to speak for her? You have faith now. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe God raised Him up from the dead? And now He's alive among us? If he is alive among us, then he knows us as he would if he was here in form of flesh. Do you believe that I am his servant? Now, audience, this is like overseas, you see. The way you have to do this, you see, I have to get the person to believe me. The angel of the Lord said, not believe me as him, but believe that he sent me. You understand the audience? Now, the woman can't understand what I'm saying now, but I'm catching her spirit. Now, watch, I can't even speak her language, so how would I know anything of her? Okay? I'm trying to get her spirit, you see. Now, just be reverent now. Now, she is a Christian. She's a believer. Now, if Jesus Christ was standing here where I am, and he would be able to know what was your trouble. But his body has been taken up to the Father, and his spirit is here now. Now you are aware that something is going on. You know you're standing in the presence of something. If that's so, wave your hand so the audience will see it. There's something going on. I can't believe just what it is just a minute. Now be reverent, everyone, and be in prayer for me at this time. It seems like there's two people that it's moving. Yes. All right, lady, catch my voice right quick now when it goes in. You have come here for someone else. It's for a boy.
Yes.
It's your son.
Yes.
And it's mentally.
Yes.
He's not a Christian. But you are a Christian. And there's some connection with you and that. That's your husband sitting right there. That's how it was into the do. You have asthma, don't you? Is that right? Come over here. Lord Jesus, I pronounce this blessing upon this man and woman for their healing in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Go on your road rejoicing, my brother and sister Kelly. God bless you. Amen. Praise be to God. I could see a man, a boy, I couldn't tell what it was, I just moved, but it was her husband sitting behind her is what it was, and he was catching her spirit and his spirit coming at the same time. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Our Lord Jesus, just watch him, he's the great God of the eternity, the great God of heaven, one who made the heavens and earth, and all that in them is. Amen. All right. Would you come, sir? Be real reverent. Believe with all your heart. And just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. It keeps us standing. Was this the couple that was here just now? Is this the people that was here? It's still light around them, both. Do you understand English, sir? Not much. This light is what's around you now. You have a blessing from the Lord. Now in their native land, if it was there, the whole audience would get up out of wheelchairs and everything and walk away healed. That's the way it goes overseas. The little lady sitting behind the woman there. The lady there put her hand up on her chest there for you. You have an asthmatic condition that's been bothering you. This man has the same thing, asthma. All right, you can both go now and get healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you, brother. little friend sitting there next to you. There. You believe me to be God's prophet? I mean the little lady in the back with the green dress on sitting next to the lady. Raise up just a minute, lady. There's so many people believing you right there. It's hanging over you. I thought it was on the little lady you with your hand reaching towards me. Stand up. He's wanting to tell you something, but there's so many people praying and such faith moving in the building. You're real nervous, for one thing. And you have trouble with your head. Head trouble, isn't that right? And you, I see you're writing or reading. Isn't your name Amelia? F.C. Your address is number 1 Columbia Avenue, Hartsdale, New York. Your head trouble is finished, sister. Your faith has healed you. Jesus Christ has made you whole. God bless you. You believe me? You want to go eat? Get well? You believe with all your heart? You can go. God bless this, our sister, and make her well through Jesus, the Son, I have this need. God bless you, sister. Have faith in God and believe. You believe with all your heart? You believe the Lord Jesus to make you well? He's lovely, isn't he? How old are you, lady? 28. Are you Spanish?
Yeah.
It's a white girl I've seen. Mother, sitting right there weeping, you're weeping over a lost daughter, aren't you? That's who it was. Stand up on your feet just a minute. You keep seeing a white girl, and this is Spanish. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, send that lost girl back home to her mother. I pray, God, that you'll grant it through thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You're healed too, sister. Be on your road rejoicing and thinking. Or your baby, lady? Stomach trouble? Strange, wasn't it? A little fellow like that would have that. But you believe that Jesus Christ is going to heal it? Lord God, I bless both babe and mother in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for their healing. Amen. That's right, sister. Just thank the Lord Jesus and go right ahead and believe with all your heart. Would you come, ladies? Oh, he's so wonderful. So glorious. You believe that condition of your back is gone, that giving trouble left you? You did. But God bless you. Go on your own and be thankful and rejoice. Well. Do you believe the Lord Jesus is going to heal you of that cancer back there, sir? You just come away from here. You're from Connecticut. You believe that God's going to make you well and heal you? You do? Stand up on your feet. I see you rubbing your face in. You're going to get well. Don't fear, sir. God bless you. Do you believe you're over the arthritis now to stay? You are. God bless you. It's gone. You believe with all your heart you're in His presence, and the kidney trouble has gone from you and go and be made well. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. You shall have what you ask for. got heart trouble, haven't you, man, sitting right back there next to the back row? Yes. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well? Amen. Stand up. Your faith has healed you. It's over now. The Lord bless you, my sister. You sitting right, was just shocked by it. There, sitting right, arthritis. He healed you also. Sitting in front of God bless you. Amen. You can go be made well. Oh, to the glory of our resurrected Lord Jesus, shall we give Him praise and just say we thank Thee, Lord Jesus, for Thy goodness and Thy mercy to us, the unworthy one, and Thou art blessed forever. Oh, how we praise Thee, how we adore Thee, Thou matchless one. Thou hast been so good to us. Now we worship Thee with all of our hearts. Receive us, we pray, Father. Through Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, we give praise. Amen. Oh, my. What a feeling. I wish the whole audience could feel just the way it is right here now. Everybody seems like it's in love, and everything's wonderful. Well, what if this will be the way it will be out in the great millennium that's coming up, where there will be no sickness and no sorrows, no heartache? Of course, you know I'm talking, trying to shake myself just a little. I want to pray for more people. You love Him with all your heart? Oh, He's so marvelous and so good to us, and we're so unworthy. We poor, unworthy, wretched creatures as we are. Little Spanish lady saying a little is a white looking little blouse on her, what is it? There you're having trouble with your eyes, aren't you, sister? You believe that the Lord heals you now? All right, you can go home and be well, and Jesus makes you well. God bless you. Have faith in God. Just don't doubt. Just have faith, that's all. Oh, how wonderful. You're beginning to believe, aren't you, sir? God bless you. Just what could happen now if everybody was one accord with one faith? There would be no need for any more prayer line. It would be over. Is this the patient, Billy? Now I want to talk to you just a moment. We're strange to each other, I suppose. I do not know you. You do not know me. And you believe the Lord Jesus Christ is near? I had some trouble in the lung. I see some sort of a... Oh, you've had an operation, and the lung has been removed. They took the lung away. You're not doing very well. But you've come that I might bless you in the name of Jesus Christ for your healing. You're already blessed, but come here that I might lay hands on you. Dear God, I bless this, my sister, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, that you heal her and make her well. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go pray up now. Will you be all right? Oh, how good He is to we unworthy ones. You believe us, sir? With all your heart, you believe us. I am a stranger unto you. I don't know you. But there's somebody here who does know us both, doesn't he? My, just out of that audience, it's just pulling everywhere now. It just seems like there's just a great pool, just like that, just moving me. The whole audience is believing. Oh, why did you have this faith to begin with? Now, let's see. You and I are strangers to each other. But our Lord Jesus knows you. Yes, He does. You are suffering with a nervous condition. It's real nervous. You've been getting nervous. It's been bothering you, and then you've got something about your side. It's in your side. You have, I believe, been operated on for it. I see two times you've been, and it doesn't clear up just right. But it's going to clear up now. Come here, just a minute. Lord Jesus, I lay hands upon our brother. This demon has bound him. Satan, you can hit through the doctor, but you can't hide from God. Come out of him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I assure thee to leave him.
God bless you, glory to love, won't you?
In the name of Jesus Christ. I know he'll receive you this part of all. Amen. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. How do you do? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant? You're standing for someone else. And that's the person that's real, real nervous. And I see a battle or something. It's your husband. He's a soldier. And he's like battle fatigue. He's all tore up. And I see him at a place called Veterans Administration. And you come to stand for him, or he's too nervous to come. Almighty God, to that man who is worthy of the blessing, I condemn the devil and ask that the man be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Don't fear, sister. Have faith, believe with all your heart. Amen. That's right. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives and reigns today supremely. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, how I love him. You believe? Or we are strange to each other, I suppose. I don't know you. But there's somebody here with me who knows you. That's my friend. The Lord Jesus. He's my Father. My all that I have is He. It's in Him that my faith is built and my trust is. It's in Him. You come to me because me being His servant to help you. You are a Christian. And you're facing an operation. And that's an organ in your body. I see from an examination by the female that something has dropped down. They were thinking about putting a brace to hold it up, but it's a bladder, a dropped fallen bladder that fell down. And the doctor wants to operate for it. I see a young lady standing by you. It's your daughter. And she's suffering with a tumor. And that tumor's on the breast. Don't fear, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn the devil and ask for deliverance. Amen. His great majesty, the King of eternity, the King of heaven, the King of heavens of heaven, the King of the earth, the King of the saints, the glorious one, the Alpha Omega, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Morning Star, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the great and mighty one, stand in the midst of the people right to do it exceedingly abundantly. Rise and adore him and give him praise. I now pronounce healing blessings over every mortal suffering person in this building. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I charge every devil to leave the people that come out of that.
How many people here that has a prayer card and you want to be healed anyhow? Raise up your hand, will you? Anywhere in the building, regardless of where you are, who you are, just raise up your hand. My, now that you have a prayer card, and there's no way for you to get up here tonight because we have to call them a card, I'm going to ask you something. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, can't your faith meet to a place? And if He comes here, not your brother, but if He anoints me with His Spirit, so that you can see that His presence is here, can't your faith touch Him like the woman at the well? You turn around like she had a blood issue and say, "Thy faith has saved you." Don't you believe that? How many has ever seen it done in my meetings? Let's see your hands. Well, of course you have. Thousands of times, thousands of times. Now, these people standing here, that don't mean they're going to be healed. That means I just talk to them to see if the Holy Spirit, the only thing is to get operating. Now, See, it's not me. I'm just a man. How many has ever seen this picture? Let's see your hand. Isn't that a pity? If I was going to be here a few days, it's over here in Washington, D.C., copyrighted by the American Photographer. It's a light. It's right here now. It's not far from, it's not 10 feet from where I'm standing right now. If you'll watch and be real reverent, you'll see it when it moves over here. See? It's a light. And I got the picture of it. It went through the American Photographer Association. George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI and fingerprint and document, tested it, took the cameras, went everywhere. He said, it is not psychology. The light struck the lens. It hung over me when I was a little baby, was born, not over 2 minutes old. There it hung over my little crib, my mother screaming and everything. Born up there in the mountains, they didn't know what it was. My people were Catholic and before me. And so they didn't know what that meant. My father and mother didn't go to church at all. And they didn't know what it was. And the first thing I can remember in life is seeing a vision. It's always been. When I become a minister, my Baptist brother and him told me it was the devil. And I was out for years, thought at it, was out trying to get rid of it, saying, God, don't never let it happen to me again. You know I love you, Lord Jesus. And there comes someone walking across the floor, just light above him. There's a great strong man with his arms folded like that, come to my right hand side. He said, for this cause you was born in the world to pray for sick people. And said, you'll be praying for kings and potentates and monarchs all over the world. I said, sir, I dwell among my people. I'm poor. I was scared to death. And I was chewing on my fingernail. You would be too. And yes, you would. And he's come to me hundreds of times since then. And he said, if you get the people to be sincere, and if you get the people to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing will stand before the prayer. And I said, they won't believe me, sir. I said, I'm uneducated. If you would send someone, he said, as the prophet Moses was given signs to vindicate his ministry or his calling, said, so has been given to you. And said, you know the very secrets of their hearts and so forth. Well, I said, that's what I'm here praying for, sir. He let me know how mistaken the ministers was and said, don't you realize that that was the same thing that our Lord Jesus did on earth? Just the return of his spirit. Now, I'm going to ask you, friends, if you're critics, and don't believe, I wouldn't stay in a meeting any longer, see? Because remember, diseases are demons and they go from one to another, unbelievers, see? Because I've seen some horrible things happen in the meetings and you know what I'm talking about, see? But if you're a Christian and a believer, I'm responsible. Now, it's hard here, because see, here, look, sitting here, these people sitting this close, and around over here, around behind me, it's spirit everywhere, see? Spirit everywhere I stand is spirit. And see, each one of those people, there may be things wrong with them, but they're human beings. Now remember, each one of you is a spirit. And then when that spirit of you begins to come in, then it's coming from everywhere. And it's hard to tell just where it is like that. Usually I'm up on a platform way away, thousands of people sitting out there, no one around me at all. And I stand there, then I got the individual to myself. But sometimes it breaks in, someone sitting out there praying. Here I'm looking at somebody, here the vision breaks and it just looks and you see. You see what's going on, and you don't realize what a condition it takes you in. Now, if he comes, remember, they'll probably take me from the building, as they do. My son standing by to watch when it's enough. It changes me altogether, go into another world. Just think, standing here talking to a person who may go 40 years back and be back there seeing what he done, talking and knowing my voice is coming in here, yet I'm 40 years back down the line. And maybe go years beyond this and tell him what's going to be in the future. Remember, watch every word, for thus saith the Lord. See? When you hear that, there's probably a tape recording going on, is there? And if anybody questions about what he said, play the tape recording over, and you'll get it. Remember, when you see anything, and he speaks himself and saying, thus saith the Lord, mark it right down. That's the way it is, see? That's the way. And if God knows, can tell you what you was, and what's wrong, and where you're at, and all these things that what was in your life, and you know whether that's true or not, surely you can believe what he says about the future will be true. Is that right? That's right. Now, if he will come and reproduce that life, would you believe? Every one of you believe with all your heart and go out and say, yes, Jesus raised from the dead. Now, the Lord bless you, and I will the organist quietly as you can, sister, the little song, Only Believe, if you will, for me. It's been a song that's led me to the platform under hundreds and hundreds of different languages. And there's something about it that I like. Only believe. I know one going out, moving around, sit still. Till a little interview or a little time of stopping, if the line lasts long, I don't know. Or if he comes, I don't know. But if it happens, we'll suppose we'll have meeting here tomorrow night again. He'll announce it, as far as I know. But you see, who shows things, he's the one who directs and sends things. Now, be reverent. If the little babies or anything, or cases of epilepsy, sometimes that's the hardest thing I had to deal with. I've seen it throw seats out on the floor, demons and everything else, and you've heard of it, you know. So just keep everybody quiet. Don't, if anything starts acting wrong, you just sit real still. Remember, I'm responsible before God, see. But if you're a critic, I'm not responsible before God. So be that well assured for the state laws. I've got to say that first before meeting, see. Now may the Lord bless while we bow for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, let Thy love rest now and upon this, the congregation of the people. Thou bear me record, my Father, that I have told this audience that it's Your grace to them, and it's sent for them that they might believe that You are God and Jesus Christ is Your Son, and that You love them and has redeemed them with His blood to Your own self, a peculiar people, but glorious in Thy sight, that they might have courage to go on believing. And Father, alone that is my cry, and believing that You let these things happen like this to glorify You. So I go forward now, asking if You'll send that angel that spoke to me that night, and anoint Your servant, for I'm just a man, that it might be known that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I go forward now for the sake of the people and the gospel of Jesus Christ to meet the enemy. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, if everyone be reverent just a moment and don't just be just silently in prayer. You don't have to bow your head unless I tell you to. Watch whatever it says. Do it. Or, being just a man, I don't know what he's going to do. I know one thing, that he's here. Just come in just now from my right-hand side here. And at this time, after I feel his anointing, and know that he who has been with me since the baby, I take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. I'll be reverent. And now, for the patient, you're the patient, sir? Being a patient, and perhaps the first patient, I want to talk to you just a moment, as we're perfectly strangers to one another, I suppose. And as far as knowing anybody in this building, at this time, God in heaven knows, I don't even see my own boy. He's here somewhere, but I know some of these men right here, sitting right behind me. I do not know one person out there. That's right. Or no one in the prayer line. I see my boy now sitting over here. I'm perfectly strangers. We are here on this earth. But remember, God knows every one of you. He knows all about you. And now, if Jesus was standing here like He did the woman at the well, He'd talk to her a few minutes to the Spirit. And that's what I'd have to do. If His anointing is on me now, I'd have to do the same thing, sir. And then if He could reproduce His life again through me, His servant, then He'd be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that? You do. Now, one thing I can perceive about you now, sir, you are a Christian believer, for your spirit comes in welcome. And I know that you are a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing you've got wrong with you is an allergy. And then you've got a trouble in the intestinal tract. It's in the colon, I believe he said. It was a fallen colon, says your doctor. You're not from around here. You come from Upper New York. You're a minister. A Baptist preacher at that. Mm-hmm. Stuart, a name. You live at number 80 Pleasant Street, Brunswick, New York. You got a wife, I see her standing by you. She's a little woman, she's nervous. She has kind of little spells, like, now her spirits are moving in. She's having a nervous, upset condition. That's her sitting right back there.
What?
Mm-hmm. They come kind of spasmodically, those nervous spells. They come and then you're wanting to close your walk with God. You're wanting to plunge out into the ministry, the full gospel, and preach it in His power of demonstration. Kind Heavenly Father, be merciful now, and as Thou says, and share bless who I bless, Thou hast said, whatever you do, and do it in Your name, that You would recognize it. And now, by the grace of God, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn every enemy of His life and ask for His deliverance in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sir. At this time, I don't remember what it was, but whatever it is, it's truth. Is that right? Raise your hand if that's the truth. God bless you. Go rejoicing now and be whole. God bless you. Now be reverent. You believe?
Yes.
All your heart?
Yes.
This is a patient. I'm not beside myself, but you understand. You believe the Lord Jesus?
Surely.
You believe me to be His servant? And you're conscious now that you're standing in the presence of something beside your brother, for it's moving between us now, the light. It's a feeling on you now that you haven't felt. Isn't that true? Warm feeling of welcome. You're worried, upset, bothered because you're headed for a hospital. That's what you're scared of. Yes? And you're scared you got cancer when you get there. I'm not reading your mind, lady. You couldn't hide your life now if you had to. No, it's not cancer. You've got a dropped female organ.
True. Mm-hmm.
Complications and so forth. That true?
Yes.
Well, if the Lord Jesus is here and you're standing perhaps closer in His presence than you ever did in all your life, He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe it?
I do.
Come here, my sister. Shall we bow our heads? Our kind Heavenly Father, feeling the pressure and power of the Holy Spirit moving here now that knows the secret of every heart, nothing can come before You now. Here stands this poor woman suffering. And in obedience to the commission of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lay hands upon this my sister and condemn the enemy of her body in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Trying to believe, aren't you, sir? You believe the water would leave your lungs if I'd ask God to let it go? You believe that God would do it? Take the water off your lungs? Stand up then to your feet and accept your healing. God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't need a handkerchief. Put it back in your pocket. All right. Now go in the waters, rest your lungs now. Jesus Christ has made you whole. Amen. Have faith in God. Every demon's defeated. His majesty, the King, is in our midst tonight. He's here. Nothing, nowhere. Believe with all your heart.
Patient.
How do you do, sister? Lovely little person. You have a fine spirit. You're a Christian.
Amen.
God bless you. Had lots of trouble, haven't you? Your trouble, you're here for me to pray for you. It's in your head. You're having trouble with your head. You had a fall once that gave you a concussion. It's injured you. You've had trouble ever since, haven't you? Do you believe it's gone now? Come here. You want me to lay my hands on you? Oh, Father God, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, I condemn this enemy that would send her to a premature grave. May the demon come from her and may she go and be made well. Do thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Go thanking the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's everywhere now. Your faith is moving marvelously. You just only have faith, your diseases leave you right now. That's all you have to do. You don't have to have a prayer card. You don't have to be up here. Just have faith in God. That's all I ask you to do. Just believe Him with all your heart. Amen. How do you do, lady? You believe with all your heart. We're strangers to one another, lady. I don't know you, never seen you in my life. Isn't that true? Don't know nothing about you. You know that. We just met here, that's all. God does know you. Don't you believe that? You're a Christian, believer. We're standing here as brother and sister. God standing here as our Father. There's no doubt but there's something wrong with you that I do not know. But Father knows. And He gave me a gift that I could come help you, my sister. And I can only do it as you believe me to be His servant. I have confidence in you as my sister in the Lord. You believe me as your brother, and God is your Father. And believe that God sent me as your brother, and you believe me to be His prophet, or minister, seer, whatever. You know it's coming from somewhere. You're conscious that something's going on now. That's right. I ask the audience to watch the face and the expressions of the people. When they walk there, they know they're in the presence of something. Not your brother standing here. You know that. Your Savior, who's raised from the dead, come to help you. Your troubles in your neck. You had an accident and slipped a vertebrae in your neck. You come up the road tonight when you come up. There's a big dual way. You come from the city below here. You brought some friends with you. They want to be healed also. One of them's in a wheelchair, and he suffers with multiple sclerosis. Is that true? Come here. Let's bow our heads.
kind Heavenly Father, show mercy tonight and grant the healing of our sister as we know your Spirit baptizing, moving through this audience. While we're in your presence, God, I obey the commandments of your Son, the Lord Jesus, the last thing he said leading the earth, that if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That I believe, Lord, and make this act of faith for my sister and condemn the disease, whatever it was, Lord, you know. I don't remember at this time, but you know. And I pray that you'll heal her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I look, sister. I don't know what it was, but what was said was true. Is that right? It was true, every word of it. A stranger. Some way. Of course, when it leaves me, then I don't know. Only way I'll know is pick up the tapes tomorrow. Find out what it was. But you know whether that was true or not. Now you know you're near something. Isn't that right? You believe it to be the Lord Jesus, everything that he said? Believe the sermon that I preached or talked about, that he'd come and manifest himself? You believe that's true? The audience believe that with all their heart? Then he's here. God bless you, sister. Sister, you're just trying to pray, going to the hospital now for an operation for gallstones. You believe the Lord Jesus could make you well of that without being on? Yes, ma'am. You believe that he would do it? Would heal you and make you well? You do? Aren't you facing an operation? Yes. You believe that God will make you well? Raise up your hand. Lord Jesus, I condemn that demon. Seeing the white thing over her face moving into the hospital. But I ask that Jesus Christ stand at the door and rebuke it. May it leave her and come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, sister. Your faith saves you from death itself. Believe. All you must do is have faith in God. You believe? You must believe or you're going to hospital too. They would cover you over up around your neck. Operate from the head for a tumor. The tumor's in the head. Oh, may God stop that. May you have a right to live. Jesus died that you might live. I'm a stranger to you. But I'm your brother, but now I'm his servant too. You believe if I'll obey what he said, do not, when I'll hear this anointing here is on me. You believe if I lay my hand on you and ask God, it will go from you. Would you come forward? Would people bow their heads? Kind Heavenly Father, as my sister stands here knowing that just a short time and a horrible thing would happen. Satan, you evil thing. You came to hold her. Well, I adjure thee by the living God in the name of Jesus Christ that you leave her and her life is spared. Come out of her. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I bless this my sister for her healing. Amen. God bless you, lady. Have faith in God. If you believe, sister, you face an operation too, it'd make anyone weep. You have gallstones also, sitting around on the end of the row back there, sitting there crying. I want to tell you, it left you a few minutes ago. Your faith has healed you, lady. Stand up on your feet. You're healed now. Go in God's peace be upon you. Praise be to God.
You had heart trouble, sir.
You had heart trouble. It's been bothering you for a long time. Go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your for the healing. Have faith. Don't doubt. Be reverent. Hey, man.
Is this the child?
Hi, honey. Standing before me is a little girl. And she's a little, pretty little girl, a little red-headed girl with long plaits. I got a little girl at home. Her name is Rebecca. And she's trying to have long plaits, too. And she said, Daddy, must you leave? And I said, yes, I must go. She don't want me to leave. She's afraid for me to travel the roads and fly through the air because she loves me. But you know, Jesus came all the way from glory and died for the same purpose. And God, I left my little girl tonight to come here to pray for you. If Jesus was here on earth in a body of flesh, He'd come take little girls like you and lay His hands up on them and bless them. If He'd do you that way, you'd get well, wouldn't you, honey? Do you believe Jesus sent Brother Branham, then He went away, that Jesus sent Brother Branham back for me to pray for you? Now, if Jesus was here, He'd know you, wouldn't He? He'd know all about you. He'd know what was wrong with you, wouldn't He? Can Jesus tell Brother Branham what's wrong with you? And would you believe then that Jesus sent me to pray for you? You got kidney trouble, don't you have, honey? If that's right, raise up your little hand. Now come here just a minute.
Dear God and Father, as this lovely little innocent, tender child stands here, and Thou hast said in Thy word, suffer little children to come to me, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. I pray that You will be merciful to this child. And in the absence of the body, fleshly speaking, of the Lord Jesus, but His spirit here, I say to the enemy of this child's body, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I come to challenge you in this duel of faith, and you can't hold the child any longer. We represent Jesus Christ's vicarious suffering and death at Calvary, and you were defeated there. And come out of the child in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Have your hands. It's all right. You're going to be all right now, sweetheart. You're going to be well and good. You go to Sunday school and love the Lord Jesus. Just keep serving. You'll be all right. Come, lady. You're a stranger to me, aren't you? In the commission of the Lord Jesus, when He told me that night at the mill, His angel, He said, two signs was given to Moses. And Moses, with the sign of his hand, he done one sign, and with a stick he did another sign. Isn't that right? Now, one of mine was to take a hold of people, hand, know the secrets of their heart. You believe you're standing in His presence, not your brother? You do, for you have a good faith facing an operation for a tumor. But you don't, you have faith. Let me show you something, sister. You've been real nervous too, haven't you?
And especially of a late of an evening, you get weak and can't do your work right. You sit down. I'm not reading your mind, but that's true. Especially late of an afternoon, you sit down. When you heard this service was coming off, you thought that would be the... that's exactly. And you prayed to God that you'd be brought up here, and here you are tonight. Isn't that true? Who knows your prayer but God alone? Let me have your hand just a moment. I want you to look at my hand right here. Just an ordinary man's hand, isn't it? I want you to put your hand here on my hand and watch what effect it has to my hand. Now look at it swelling up. Some little white things running over my hand there. Now I want you to take this hand off and put the other hand on. Now it isn't there, is it? No swelling, nothing hurt. Now I take your hand off and put my hand on. Doesn't affect it a bit, does it? Now I put this hand here on. Now watch what takes place. Now look at it. Is that right? The little white things are rushing over the top of it like that? Vibrations like? That shows that there's an enemy called tumor in you. It's got a life. And the life of that thing, being that I'm anointed now with His Spirit, is throwing back. It's giving a physical effect that you can see what's taking place. It's got a life in it just like you got a life. It's growing just like you grow. But if you were put here by God, the devil put that on you. Now, divine healing takes it away. Now, just move your hand yourself off of my hand. Just raise your hand up. Just take it right off of my hand. I look at my hand now. Now just lay this other hand on so you can be sure. Doesn't do a thing, does it? Just the same. Now take your hand again and lay it right back there and watch what takes place. Now look at it. See it swelling, turning dark and white things jumping over? That's your tumor. That's some physical demonstration that you see yourself. Isn't that right? To this audience, if that's true, raise your hand. Now, do you believe that Jesus Christ can take that life out of that thing? He can. Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come to Thee, approaching Thee in Jesus Christ's name, grant that the power of this enemy will leave the woman, and may she go from here tonight and be well. Grant it, Father, through Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. Now, you believe now that you let me see again. I'm sorry, it didn't. It didn't go. There it is, just the same. Let's see. I see it. I love my own faith in God will take it away from you. But it won't stay unless you have the same faith. Don't just come with a real reverence. Just be normal and say, God, you promised that I'm your child. Now watch. So you can see what I mean. That 90% of the people, sister, 99 tenths, that come saying, oh, I got faith, they have hope instead of faith. Faith is positive. When this is off of me, my faith is weak too. But now I want you, so the audience, now audience, this is a stubborn case. I have never seen one time that I ever sincerely asked God. I've never seen the case of what he did it then. I've seen man totally blind, sent the platform, read the Bible, walk back down the audience, and 2 days come back, be as blind as he was in the first place. But the devil has to recognize, not me, but what's here now. He has to do it. I want you, because this being stubborn, to bow your head, but I want the lady to watch my hand. You've got the tumor. Now please, friends, this stubborn, if it comes out, it'll go somewhere. Just keep your head down. Now, sister, you watch my hand. Just watch. Now, you're watching. See those little white things running there? Now, you watch them. Now, you keep watching while I pray. Now, kind Heavenly Father, not at all, God, that we have to see miracles to be believers, but that this little woman here, knowing that she's in worse shape than she really realizes she is. And Father, that they might know that you're the Son of God, I ask you to be merciful to the woman. And now heal her, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask it. Now, with your head bowed. Now, sister, it hasn't stopped yet. I can still feel it without my eyes being open. That's right, isn't it? It's still moving. If that's right, say yes. Yes, it's still moving. I keep my hand laying right where it don't move at all, so that you'll see that it's actually... Let's... Now, Lord, help me, dear God. I've come here to New York for some purpose to obey the feeling of your Spirit, and now that these people might know that you are the Son of God, and I am telling the truth. Vindicate your word, Lord, if no more. Let your word be known tonight as this woman's watching my hand. I pray thee, Father, to be merciful and anoint your servant and protect us all now as we go in this challenge. Satan, you evil spirit, you think you can hold that woman? You can't. You're sure of that angel of God who's standing here, and I take the jurisdiction over you by the authority of Jesus Christ, whose presence I stand in. Come out of her. In the name of the Lord Jesus, leave her. Now with your head bowed, ladies watching my hand, it's never moved, but lady, my hand has gone back normal, hasn't it? The lady. Has it turned back normal and white again? Now you can raise your heads, folks. Before I look at it myself, my hand laying on this desk is turned normally back. Is that right, lady? If it is, raise up your hand.
The white
spot is all gone. It looks tough. Tell the people over here.
The white spot is all gone, but it looks...
It did look puffed up. It's gone now. That's normal now. See? That was raised up. It isn't now. Now put this hand over here. Is that just puffed as much as normal, isn't it? Now put this hand back here. Something has happened, hasn't it? Is that right? No white spots? No puffing up? Now, look, put my hand on it. Just the same, isn't it? This hand, just the same. Now this hand, just the same. Is that right? Then you're healed. You see that yourself. It's gone from you. God bless you. Go on your road rejoicing. Little female trouble too, but don't. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who made all things for His glory and for His blessing. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He that was, which is, and shall come, the root and offspring of David, the morning star. He'll light up the way through the valley of the shadow of death. The fear is taken from His people. May you realize tonight, people, that you're standing in His divine presence. The majesty of the King of Heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's not your brother. It's His presence. You believe me, sir? As God's prophet, got an ulcerated stomach. Go eat your supper now. It's gone from you. You can eat like you used to now. Your faith has saved you and made you whole. You believe the heart trouble left you when you come up the steps? Then go on your road rejoicing and being happy. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. Amen. You think that chronicle trouble will leave you sitting there, brother? You believe that God will make you whole? You do? You were sitting there praying a few minutes ago, wasn't you? Wanted to know if God would heal you. If that's right, raise up your hand. I'm not reading your mind, but that's the truth. Your body with chronicle trouble. You believe you accept your healing now? If you do, wave your hand like that to Jesus Christ. God bless you. Go. Oh, God be with you. What do you think about sitting out there with lung trouble? You believe sitting out there on you? You believe God will make you well, too? You're just looking at me sitting out there. Do you believe that God will make you well? Accept it. Wave your hand to God. Say, I believe it and God makes me well. See, you don't need your prayer card. The only thing, you don't have to have prayer cards. You have to have faith in the Son of God
And he sure is a manifest and to do exactly what he said he would do. Had a funny feeling I spoke heart trouble to that man a while ago, didn't you? That's right, he was healed at the same time. You can go on your road rejoicing and saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. You believe, sister, that God heals you? You believe that God makes you well right now? That's exactly what he does. Go rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Do you realize that it's the Lord Jesus Christ here with you tonight? Are you believing with all your heart? I believe that God, all-sufficient power moves over this building right now. I can heal every person here. Do you believe me to be his prophet? If you'll do this, then obey what I tell you to do, and you'll be healed right now. Lay your hands over on one another. Put your hands over on each other. Oh, my. God bless you, brother. That old heart of God, you all here rejoicing, happy. Oh, almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this people. And now, Satan, you ugly thing that's bound these dear poor people, you're exposed here tonight. You're defeated. Your time has come. Come out of this people. I adjure thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you depart from every one of these people and let them be well. In Jesus Christ's dear name, I ask it for God's glory.